Christ, there is no east or west, in Him no south or north, but one great family bound by love throughout the whole wide earth. In Him shall two hearts everywhere their high communion find. His service is the golden cord, those binding humankind.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The grace and the peace of God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. As we prepare to celebrate the mystery of Christ, we call to mind our sins. Lord Jesus, you are wounded at the side of the road waiting for our help. Lord, have mercy. Christ Jesus, you are the stranger we are not inclined to help. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you bring us to the Father's house where we can know His loving care. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
Amen.
A reading from the book of the Deuteronomy. Moses spoke to the people, saying, "Obey the Lord your God by observing His commandments and decrees that are written in this book of law. Turn to the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Surely this commandment that I am commanding you today is not hard for you, nor is it too far away. It is not in heaven that you should say, 'Who will go up to heaven for us and get it so that we might hear it and obey it?' Neither is it beyond the sea that you should say, 'Who will cross the sea on the other side for us and get it for us so that we may hear it and observe it?' No, the word is very close to you. It is in your mouth and in your heart for you to observe." The word of the Lord.
Turn to the Lord in your need, and you will live. Turn to the Lord in your need, and you will live. This is my prayer to you, my prayer for your favor. In your great love, answer me, O God, with your help that never fails. Lord, answer, for your love is kind. In your compassion, turn towards me. Turn to the Lord in your need, and you will live. As for me in my poverty and pain, let your help, O God, lift me up. I will praise God's name with a song. I will glorify Him with thanksgiving. Turn to the Lord in your need, and you will live. The poor, when they see it, will be glad, and God-seeking hearts will revive. For the Lord listens to the needy and does not spurn His servants in their chains. Turn to the Lord in your need, and you will live. For our God will bring help to Zion and rebuild the cities of Judah. The sons of His servants shall inherit it. Those who love His name shall dwell there. Turn to the Lord in your need, and you will live.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Colossians. Christ is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in Him all things in heaven and on earth were created, things visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or powers. All things have been created through Him and for Him. Christ is before all things, and in Him all things are held together. He is the head, the body of the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that He may come to have first place in everything. For in Christ all fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through Him God was pleased to reconcile to Himself for all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of His cross. The word of the Lord.
Alleluia.
Lord be with you. The Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Just then a lawyer came up to Jesus and asked Him, "Teacher, what must I do to gain eternal life?" Jesus said, "You know the law. How do you read it?" The man said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself." Jesus said, "You have answered correctly. Do this and you will live." But the man, to justify himself, asked, "And just who is my neighbor?" Jesus said to him, "There was a traveler going from Jerusalem to Jericho, and this traveler fell into the hands of robbers. He was stripped, he was beaten, and they left him half dead. Down that same road came a priest who saw him and moved to the other side. And likewise a Levite who saw him and moved to the other side. Then down the road traveled a Samaritan. He saw him and he was filled with compassion. He went over to the man and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine. He lifted him and put him on his own beast, brought him to an inn, and there he cared for him. The next day he gave the innkeeper money. He said, 'Look after him, and on my return I will reimburse you for all that you spent.' Well, now I ask you, which was neighbor to the one who fell in among the robbers?" The man said, I suppose the one who showed him compassion. Jesus said, go and do likewise. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise you.